Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. Welcome to a special Christmas edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. I was debating whether or not to do a Christmas show at all, but thanks in part to listener Art in Pennsylvania, I have a number of vintage Christmas records that are making their Triple R debut, so I decided to go ahead. It's not new, but here's the record which has to start off every Rapidly Rotating Records Christmas show.
Give it hell! Oh, jingle bell! Santa Claus forgot. And goodness knows he didn't want a lot. He sent a note to Santa for some soldiers and a drum. It broke his little heart when he found Santa hadn't come. In the street he envies all those lucky boys, then wanders home to last year's broken toys. I'm so sorry for the laddie, he hasn't got a daddy, the little boy that Santa Claus forgot.
What a lovely record is that? Henry Hall directing the BBC Dance Orchestra with The Fairy on the Christmas Tree. The Fairy on the Christmas Tree was composed by Welsh musical prodigy Harry Parr Davies, born May 24, 1914. By the time he was in his teens, he had composed entire operettas, and Fairy on the Tree was written when he was about 22. The lyrics were written by Roma Campbell Hunter, who also brought us Bluebells and Heather, The Pretty Little Quaker Girl, and Why Does My Heart Go Boom? That English Columbia 78 was waxed November 29, 1936, and the female vocal trio was the Three Sisters. The Three Sisters weren't sisters at all. The original three young ladies had a singing and dancing act called Molly, Marie, and Mary, named after a theater show. When Henry Hall heard them, he renamed them the Three Sisters, and they joined his extensive group of vocalists in the 1930s. They were very secretive about their surnames, but the original leader of the group was Mary Ashworth, and another of the three was Betty Bucknell. Before the Three Sisters, it was Jimmy Ray and his orchestra, directed by Leonard Joy, with The Tearjerker, The Little Boy That Santa Claus Forgot. The vocalist on that November 19, 1937 Bluebird recording was Jimmy Ray himself. The group also recorded as the Bluebird Orchestra and the Old Timers Orchestra. The Little Boy That Santa Claus Forgot was written by English songwriter Tommy Connor, born November 16, 1904. He also wrote I'm Sending a Letter to Santa and I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. That was preceded by the New Mayfair Orchestra and the Savoy Christmas Medley, arranged by DeBroy Summers and recorded June 30, 1930. We started off this special Christmas edition of the show with Fats Waller, who was swinging them jingle bells in New York on exactly the same day that the Three Sisters were recording Fairy on the Christmas Tree in London. Swinging Them Jingle Bells was written by John Hancock. Not the one with the signature. Or the one with the insurance company. The other one. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Continuing this special Christmas edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here's Sammy Kaye.
Santa Claus is on his way. Merry Christmas, folks, as we hear this good news from the three cadets.
Hear the little toy drum go tweedly-um-dum, it's a happy holiday. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, hear the sleigh bells ring, Santa Claus is on his way. Hear the tweet, tweet, tweet of Piccolo Pete, hear the little toy trumpet play. Ta-da-ra, ta-da-ra, play it hot, play it sweet, Santa Claus is on his way. Hear the beat, beat, beat of the marching feet, all the toys are on parade. Come along, let's go to the preview show of the Christmas Toy Brigade. Say a prayer each night when you go to bed, do a good deed every day. Cause a flash in Winchell's column says Santa Claus is on his way.
you better not cry, you better not pout, and I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees when you are sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Thank you.
Christmas with the old folks. Round the fireside of home sweet home. It's too good to believe I'll be home on Christmas Eve. I'll be in heaven spending 7 days with me, while Mother cooks the Christmas dinner round the old place with Dad. I'll roam, and then we'll sing and tell the old joke, spending Christmas with the old folks round the fireside of home.
There you have four more rapidly rotating Christmas records, which I think are new to the show. Pushing our 1920s and 30s limit a bit, we started with Sammy Kaye and his orchestra with the vocal by the Three Kaydets, and Santa Claus is on His Way. Santa Claus is on His Way was composed by Don Reed with lyrics by Don Reed and Ted Eddy. That recording is from October 23rd, 1941. Next, it was Joe Green and his orchestra, identified on the label of that November 2, 1934 Banner 78 as the Marimba Novelty Orchestra, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Haven Gillespie wrote the words and J. Fred Coots the music. If I'm not mistaken, the vocal was by Jack Parker. That was followed by one of the more than 200 recorded versions of Winter Wonderland. Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra were the first to record it, but this particular rendition was by Lou Stone and his band on December 28, 1934, and the vocalist was Alan Kane. Winter Wonderland was composed by Felix Bernard, and Richard B. Smith wrote the lyrics. We finished up with Oscar Rabin and his band, and I'm Spending Christmas with the Old Folks. That pushes our boundaries a bit again, having been recorded on November 8, 1940. Although the band bears his name, Oscar Rabin never fronted the band. He and Harry Davis formed their first band, the Romany Five, in 1922, with Rabin running the business side of the outfit and Davis acting as conductor. Harry Davis left the band in 1953, but it continued under the direction of David Eade until the mid-1960s. The vocalist on I'm Spending Christmas with the Old Folks was Diane. No last name, just Diane.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
This next segment is going to be a little unusual. I'm going to play a recording made in 1925, but it's not on a Shellac 78. Rather, it's on an Empico piano roll. The American Piano Company, which is where Empico comes from, was formed in 1908 through the merger of several old established piano companies. Empico made reproducing, or as they called them, reenacting pianos, which incorporated Charles Fuller Stoddard's recording and playback system, which could capture and reproduce the dynamics of a performance. Here is pianist Adam Carroll and Christmas Greetings, 1925. 1925 Ampico piano roll recording of Christmas Greetings, recorded by Adam Carroll. The tunes in that medley were While Shepherds Watched Their Flocks by Night, O Little Town of Bethlehem, Holy Night, Adeste Fidelis, Joy to the World, O Come Little Children, Jingle Bells, and Softly. Adam Carroll was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on March 19, 1897, and was by far the most prolific Ampico artist. He began playing piano at age 7, and his professional career began accompanying silent movies and in vaudeville. He made his first piano roll recording in 1916 for the Deluxe Player Roll Company. Christmas Greetings was recorded in Ampico's new ninth floor studio at 29 West 57th Street in New York City. After recording piano rolls, Adam Carroll was heard on radio, in clubs, in Broadway shows, motion pictures, and as a recording accompanist. In 1933, he became Fred Astaire's personal pianist. Adam Carroll died on February 28, 1974, in New York City. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6, and available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Continuing our special Christmas edition of the show, here are three more rapidly rotating Christmas records, which I believe are making their Triple R debut.
Thank you. children. Santa Claus is on the phone. Hey, Harry, you take it first.
Hello, Mr. Kringle. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Hello, Mr. Kringle. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. I want to order a hug for my brother, a kiss for my dad and mother. When you're fixing my sweetie's Christmas tree, put on a lot of love for me. Hello there, Mr. Kringle. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Hello, Mr. Kringle. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Now I don't want to be a smarty, but am I talking to the right party? You say it's all right because your other name is Santa Claus. Well then, hello, Mr. Kringle. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Everything will be all right, and I'll see you Christmas night.
Wait, Harry, don't hang up. I'd like to speak to Mr. Kringle, too.
Okay, Santa, here's Jenny Sims.
Hello, Mr. Kringle. Please bring a tie for Dad and Brother Joe and my cousin Jane that's single. Won't you help her get a bow?
Hey, Jenny, don't hang up that phone.
Let me get in there.
All right, Santa, here's Sully Mason.
Hello, Mr. Kringle. You know I'm in love with the sweetest thing, and I don't want to stay single, so please bring her a diamond ring.
Hey, Sully, wait a minute. I have a word to say.
Okay, Ishkabibble.
Hello, Mr. Kringle. I'm not gonna ask for very much. Honest, Mr. Kringle, a couple little things or such. Just a brand new sled, a folding bed, a right sled, a swinging gate, a big balloon, big as the moon, a bean, a hop, chocolate drop, a kite with bells, 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 bells. A rides, a dog to bite, electric train, soap to float, great big drum, electric scum, knife to cut. Bank, a checkerboard, a pirate sword, a bubble pipe, an apple ripe, an easy chair, a grizzly bear, a violin, a diamond pin, automobile with extra wheel, a great big cake, and a mallet shake, a clarinet, a toy cornet, a lot of snails, hammer
whiskers, a little red cap, a little round tummy, and a big red suit.
Especially once a year, who comes in from the country with a great big bag of cheer. I think I need not even call his name.
Oh, who is it, Hezzy?
You'll know him just the minute I explain.
The man with the whiskers, a little red cap, a little round tummy and a big red suit, with a smile on his face and a twinkle in his eye, a chuckle in his lap and a wink to boot. Bring so many lovely things to you, who seems to know exactly what to do. The man with the whiskers, a little red cap, a little round tummy and a big red suit, with a smile on his face and a twinkle in his eye, a chuckle in his lap and a wink to boot.
The Hoosier Hotshots in 1938 and The Man with the Whiskers. You'll never guess who wrote The Man in the Whiskers. Go ahead, guess. No? Here's a hint. She also composed Ducklings on Parade. Still no idea? Well, it was the First Lady of Radio, Vonda Leith. I know. Before the Hoosier Hotshots, it was Kay Kaiser and his orchestra in 1939 with Hello, Mr. Kringle. Hello, Mr. Kringle was written by Dave Franklin, who also brought us The Merry-Go-Round Broke Down, You Don't Know How Much You Can Suffer, and I Ain't Lazy, I'm Just Dreaming. We started off the segment with Louis Prima and his New Orleans gang, who were wondering what will Santa Claus say when he finds everybody's swinging. That was Louis Prima himself providing the vocal on that November 16th, 1936 recording.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
For this final segment of this special Christmas edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here are some acoustic Christmas records which are new to the show.
Thank you. Hello. Hello, little folk. Do you know who I am? Just guess. Why, you've heard of me every Christmas. Who is it you say? Hush. Close all the doors, and I'll tell you a secret. I'm old Santa Claus. Perhaps you are surprised to find me hiding in this phonograph, for I'm right here inside. Well, I'll tell you all about it if you'll give me your word that you won't mention it to a soul. You've often seen pictures of Santa Claus, haven't you? With his great big white whiskers halfway down to the ground, and his ruddy red cheeks, and his jolly old smile. Well, I don't look like that just now, and I'll tell you why. All night long, I've been climbing in and out of chimneys, leaving toys, and candy, and oh, such wonderful presents for all the little folks. My whiskers are full of soot, and my beautiful red robe with its trimming of white is as black can be. I didn't want you to see me looking like that. So when I heard you coming, I hid in this phonograph. But I must be off now, for I still have a few presents for some little friends of mine. Let me see. Here is a toy steamboat. And a toy calliope. And a little toy piano. And now I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But before I leave, I'm going to sing for you my favorite song. Did you ever hear Santa Claus sing? Well, you're going to hear him now. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in Santa's Christmas sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in Santa's Christmas sleigh. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, children. Get up here. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in Santa's Christmas sleigh.
But this morning, there was a vacancy. No mingling, no jingling toy. No kicking on chicken, folks, up tenderloin. Soon I'll hear the New Year chimes. That just means more hard times. Bad luck, your heart to lose. I got the Santa Claus blues. Your heart to lose. I got Santa Claus.
Clarence Williams Blue 5 with Eva Taylor providing the vocal on Santa Claus Blues from October 8, 1925. Santa Claus Blues was written by Charlie Jordan, who also recorded it in 1931. Jordan also brought us Greyhound Blues, Working Man's Blues, and Bad Breaks Blues, all of which he recorded in that same 1931 session for Victor. Before Santa Claus Blues, we heard the baritone half of the Happiness Boys' Ernest Hare in 1922, with what I should think could be a traumatizing record for little kids, Santa Claus Hides in the Phonograph. Santa Claus Hides in the Phonograph was a product of the mind of Alan Brown, and I couldn't find anything else that he wrote. Maybe that's a good thing. We started off with Vincent Lopez recording for Edison on May 17, 1922, and Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. The music was written in 1905 as a novelty piece by Leon Jessel and was published in Germany. Recordings were made as early as 1910 and distributed internationally, as was the sheet music. In 1922, words were added by Ballard MacDonald, but they are seldom heard. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I wish you a joyous holiday season, filled with quality time spent with family and friends. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.